From Hollywood, Camel Cigarettes present the Screen Guild Players. Our stars, Myrna Loy, Frederick March, and Teresa Wright. Our play, The Best Years of Our Lives. Our sponsor, Camel Cigarettes.
Experience is the best teacher.
Try a Camel. Let your own experience tell you why more people are smoking Camels than ever before. Try a Camel on your T-zone. That's T for taste and T for throat, where you actually judge any cigarette. See if you don't say, like millions of other smokers, Camels suit my T-zone to a T. And now, with great pride, Camel Cigarettes present the Screen Guild Players in the picture that won 9 Academy Awards this past year. Samuel Goldwyn's memorable story, The Best Years of Our Lives, starring Frederick March, Myrna Loy, and Teresa Wright as Al and Millie Stevenson and their daughter Peggy, the roles they portrayed so brilliantly in the screen, with George Beban as Fred. The Camel Screen Guild Players in The Best Years of Our Lives.
I got a hunch that most men feel the same way. Going off to war isn't so bad. The really tough part is coming home. That day there were three of us coming back. Coming back together, but that was an accident. We'd all hitched a ride on the same army plane. Fred Derry, an Army Air Forces captain, young and good-looking. Myself, Al Stevenson, infantry sergeant, not too young and not too good-looking at the moment under a 3-day growth of beard, and Homer Parrish, a sailor. Just a kid, you might say. A kid who had 2 iron claws, where he used to have a pair of hands. Hightailing it for home like that, I guess we were all on the jittery side. Only Homer was the one who showed it most. And the closer we got, the more he showed it.
You know, from up in the air like this, I bet we'd be able to see the whole town. The high school and the football field. Boy, I tossed a lot of passes on that field. And the city hall and the parking. Hey, we might even see Butcher's place. You fellas ever been in Butcher's place?
No, right now.
Well, Butch Engel that runs it, he's my uncle. Well, maybe it looks just like a dump, but honest, it's the best joint in town. Good food, good drinks, and... Say, why don't we stop off there for a drink?
Not today.
Some other time. We'll get together there soon.
Well, I just thought...
Hey, kid. Are you all right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Sure, why shouldn't I be? The Navy took care of me fine. They trained me to use these hooks like nobody's business. I can dial a phone, I can drive a car, I can even put nickels into a jukebox. No, I'm all right. Except that...
Except what, sailor?
Well, you see, I've got a girl. Her name is Wilma. She lives next door.
I'll bet Wilma's a swell girl.
She is.
And it'll be okay, Homer. You wait and see.
Yeah, wait and see. But Wilma's only a kid. She's never seen anything like these hooks. You know, riding in these planes makes you kind of sleepy. I think I'll go back and take a nap. I'll see you later, fellas.
Homer's pretty nervous, huh?
Who isn't?
Yeah, who isn't? You married, Al?
Uh-huh.
How long?
20 years.
20 years? We didn't have 20 days before I went over. Married a girl I met while we was training in Texas.
Well, now you and your wife will have a chance to get acquainted.
Yeah. That's something you won't have to go through.
Oh, you think not? Fred, when she opens the door, I'm just hoping one thing.
What?
I'm just hoping she'll have a drink in the place.
Well, I can't stand here all day, I guess. Well, here goes. Maybe she's out. Maybe she's gone somewhere. Maybe she...
I'll get it, Mother. Yes, did you... Dad! I couldn't be...
Shh. Where's Mom?
The living room.
Peggy, who's at the door? Peggy, I thought...
Al.
Millie.
Al, I look terrible.
Who says so?
It isn't fair of you to bust in like this.
I phoned you from Portland, darling.
Yes, but you said you wouldn't be home till...
Well, I got a break. I got a lift in an army plane.
Are you all right, Al?
Sure. Are you all right?
Of course.
Well, if you're both all right, I'll close the door.
Silly, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Stand here like this.
Millie.
I'd better go and draw your bath.
How'd you like the dinner, Dad? Did we do all right by our returning hero?
That was fine. Fine, Peggy. Millie, didn't you think it was good?
Oh, yes, very good.
And this coffee, it's wonderful.
Then with that off my conscience, I'll get back to the kitchen and finish the dishes.
Well, where's the maid? Is her night out?
Our maid took a night out 3 years ago, and we haven't seen her since. You tell him, Mom. I'm too busy.
What do you think of her, Al?
Peggy? I don't recognize her. She's grown so old.
I tried to stop her, to keep her just the way she was when you left, but she got away from me.
I guess she has a lot of boyfriends, huh?
She's very popular.
Have you told her any of the things she ought to know? Things she ought to know?
She worked for 2 years in a hospital. She knows more than you or I ever will.
Oh. Want more coffee, Millie?
Don't you remember, dear? I don't drink coffee.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
It's all right, darling.
It's terrifying.
Pacing won't help. Why don't you...
I'm perfectly relaxed standing up. Is there such a thing as a drink in this house?
I think so. Right here in the...
Wait a minute. Wait. I got a great idea. Hey, Peggy. Come in here.
What's up, Dad?
We're going out in the town, the three of us.
Not me. I'm going to bed.
No, no, Peggy. You two. The three of us.
Then I needn't bother opening
this. Wait, wait. Don't put that bottle away. Have to start somewhere. Why not here? But I wasn't the only one with a nervous thirst that night. I guess it must have been about a dozen drinks later.
Yes, sir, Captain. What'll it be?
Bourbon, water on the side.
Right.
Hey, Cap, Fred!
Homer!
So you took my advice, huh? You came to Butcher's place.
I had a hunch you might turn up here and... Hey, wait a minute. Why aren't you home? Why aren't you with your folks and Wilma?
Oh, they got me nervous. They just keep staring at these hooks. Or else they keep staring away from them. Let's have a drink, huh?
Not a bad idea.
You know, Fred, all we need now is Al.
Al? Say, I dropped him at the swankiest apartment house in town. You know what he is? A banker. We'll never see him again.
I'll be any day.
Hey, look!
They're my buddies, my old buddies.
Hey, it's Al.
Hey, Millie. Peggy, step right up and meet the gang.
Now, Al.
Homer, Fred, meet Millie and Peggy. It's my wife and my daughter. Oh,
how do you do? Hello, I'm Peggy.
No fooling. You mean you're really Al's daughter?
Why not?
He didn't tell me about you.
He didn't know about me.
Hey, Fred, where's your wife? I want to meet her.
I haven't been able to find her yet, Al. She moved and didn't leave her address. She works in some nightclub, and I've been to four or five of them.
Oh, don't worry, Fred. We'll find her before this night is out. We'll deploy our forces and comb the town. Won't we, Millie?
Oh, by all means.
We got the Navy to convoy us, right, Homer?
Right.
Okay, that settles it. Now let's sit down and do some serious drinking and dancing. Millie, may I have this dance?
It would be a pleasure, sir.
I've got to...
That should teach you a lesson, young lady. You ought to keep a bottle at home.
We had a bottle. That's what got Dad started. You know, I think he's just nervous, that's all.
Well, that's plenty. Mind if I sneak another one?
Go ahead. It's your stomach.
Thanks. So you're Al's daughter.
Yes, I have been for as long as I can remember.
Somehow you just don't seem like Al's daughter.
Actually, I'm not. He's my son by a previous marriage.
I won't tell a soul.
Fred.
Huh? What's on your mind, Peggy?
It's after 2. Why don't you go and call your wife?
I don't know the number. She isn't in the phone book.
Phone book? We don't need any phone book. We're all set. Hey, Millie, let's sit down and have a drink, huh? Come on.
Darling, remember, you said just one more.
And I meant it, too. Just one more, Millie. That's all you're going to get. Captain, my compliments to you, sir. Shall we fly? Shall we take a hold?
Hey, he passed out. You know what? He's drunk. Come on, let's get him up.
Peggy, you know what?
What, Mom?
He's drunk, too.
Oh. Yes?
It's me, Millie.
Oh, just a minute. I'll get my bath off.
I brought you breakfast.
Oh.
think? Fresh orange juice?
Of course.
I wasn't sure. You see, I had a dream, Millie. I dreamt I was home. Yeah. I've had that same dream hundreds, thousands of times before. I wanted to be sure it's really true this time. Am I really home?
It looks that way. Now get back into bed.
Why? I'm up.
You're being royally treated. You're going to have your breakfast in bed.
Oh, I'd rather not. Sit down, Millie.
I'd rather not. I'd better start straightening things up around here.
I seem to have a vague recollection that we had a daughter. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Whatever became of her?
Well, we brought Fred home with us last night, and she's driving him downtown. I think she likes him.
Fred? Oh, yeah, Fred. He's a great guy, even if he was in the Air Force.
Well, that's about all I can do in here now. I'd better start in the kitchen. Being all alone,
Millie.
I have to... Yes?
Oh, Millie. My wife.
Al. Al. Darling.
Now I'm sure, Millie. Now I know I'm home.
In just a moment, you will hear Teresa Wright, Frederick March, and Myrna Loy in Act Two of The Best Years of Our Lives. What happy days those were for everybody when the men began to come home from the war, and you saw for the first time more civilian clothes than uniforms on the street. All kinds of long-denied comforts and pleasures began to come back, too. Remember the first time you went right up to a counter, asked for your favorite brand of cigarettes, and got it? Yes, sir. And your favorite may well have turned out to be Camels after that wartime cigarette shortage. Because it was during the wartime cigarette shortage when people smoked whatever brands they could get that so many smokers learned they liked Camels best of all the brands they tried. Yes, smokers compared most all of the different cigarette brands during the wartime shortage. Compared them for flavor, for mildness, and for all-round smoking enjoyment. And that experience taught more and more smokers that they like Camels best for rich, full flavor. Camels best for cool mildness. Yes, they discovered that for all-round smoking enjoyment, Camels suit them best. Result?
More people are smoking Camels than ever before.
Experience is the best teacher. Try a Camel yourself. And remember, Camels by the carton are the best buy. You save both money and time. Now, Camel Cigarettes present the Screen Guild players in Act Two of The Best Years of Our Lives, starring Teresa Wright, Myrna Loy, and Frederick March.
I should have thought more about it, perhaps. I mean, the fact that Peggy liked Fred. Millie mentioned it a couple of times, but I guess I was concentrating on myself. The time had come to start thinking of money. You know, that's how it goes. One year it's kill Japs, and the next it's make money. And so, before I knew it, I was back at the bank.
Hi, Al.
Hello, Homer.
Look at this dough, Al. 200 leaves of cabbage. I get it every month from old Mr. Whiskers. Pretty soft, huh?
Pretty soft. That's enough to get married on. You and Wilma set the date yet?
No, not yet. I ain't sure yet, Al. Say, I saw Fred Derry the other day. He's working over at Bullard's drugstore.
He is? Doing what?
Jerking sodas.
Jerking sodas?
Well, he said he couldn't get anything else. No experience. That's what he used to do before the war.
Well, I bet he makes the best soda in town.
No, I think he's having trouble with his wife. She's got big ideas.
Yeah? Fella takes off his captain's uniform.
You're doing all right. Vice president in charge of small loans?
Yeah. Yeah, with special attention to ex-servicemen. They're a great bunch, Homer. They want to do things and build things. There's only one trouble with them.
What's that, Al?
Well, they don't always have enough collateral. You wanted to see me, Mr. Milton?
Yes, Al. Sit down. Al, I want you to understand that I'm speaking now not merely as the head of this bank, your employer, but as your friend. You know how I've always felt about you. Why, I picked you personally for the job you're doing. And I know you'll make good, but, well, you handle this loan to, John Novak.
That's right. I approved that loan, Mr. Milton.
May I ask, Al, on what basis?
The basis of my own judgment. Novak looked to me like a good bet.
Al, that's an important point in granting a loan, character. But without collateral, without security...
Security and collateral. Mr. Milton, in the Army, I've had to be with men when they were stripped of everything but what they carried around with them and inside them. You got so you could tell which ones you could count on. And I tell you, this Novak is okay. His collateral is in his heart and his hands and his guts. It's in his rights as a citizen.
No one's denying him his rights.
Oh, sure we are. If we deny him the chance to work his own way, that's...
Now, Al, we have every desire to extend a helping hand to returning veterans wherever possible. And we have helped a great many. But we must all remember that this is not our money we're doling out. It belongs to our depositors, and we can't gamble with it. You understand that, Al?
Yes, sir. Yes, I understand, Mr. Milton. In the future, I must exercise more caution.
Precisely. Now it's getting late. You'd better run along home and get dressed for the big affair tonight. I'll meet you there, Al. 7:30, the Union Club.
Al, I think it's very nice of Mr. Milton to give a dinner for his returning war hero. Yeah. You going to wear your uniform?
Oh, anything but that. This darn bow tie. Give me a hand, will you, Millie?
Sure.
Thanks.
Peggy's going dancing with Woody Merrill.
Bill Merrill's son, huh? His intentions honorable?
I doubt it. But they're going to be properly chaperoned by Fred Derry and his wife.
Fred? Oh, some chaperone.
I think Peggy's crazy about him.
Who, Merrill?
No, Fred.
Have you any evidence to support that amazing statement?
No, just a hunch.
Oh,
but my hunches are pretty good.
Mom, does this tray look all right?
Ah, cocktails.
Dad, I made these for Woody Merrill.
Well, surely you wouldn't deny your poor old father a drop on a bitter cold night like this.
Well, one.
Hmm. Not bad. I hear you're going to see Fred.
Yes.
What's his wife like?
I don't know. I'll tell you later.
Al, you said one drink.
Did I? That was short-sighted of me. Peggy, I was just wondering if,
Al.
Never mind, Mom. I know what you're thinking.
What are we thinking?
You're both afraid that I may be in love with Fred.
Why, I never had any such idea.
Shut up, Al. Peggy, are you in love with him?
Yes, but I don't want to be. That's why I asked him and his wife to go out with us. Once I get to know her, I guess I'll stop being so silly. Acting like a schoolgirl with a crush on her. And there's Woody. I'd better let him in. Excuse me.
She's a great girl, Millie. Shakes up a pretty fair cocktail, too.
I notice you like them.
Yep. Yeah, we don't have to worry about that child. She can take care of herself.
Sure. But how about you?
And it is therefore peculiarly appropriate that we gather here tonight to honor one who has gallantly fought for our freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, we greet our friend, our co-worker, and our hero, Al Stevenson.
Al, stop applauding. That's you.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to be here. In fact, I'm very happy to be anywhere. In fact, I'm very happy. I would like to begin by telling a humorous anecdote. I know several humorous anecdotes, but I can't think of any way to clean them up. I am glad to see you all pulled through the war so well. As Mr. Milton so perfectly expressed it just now, our country stands where it stands today, wherever that is. And I'm sure I could sum it all up in one word. No, my wife doesn't think I'd better sum it up in one word. But I want to tell you that the reason for my success as a sergeant was due primarily to my training in the Corn Belt Loan and Trust Company. For instance, one day on Okinawa, a major comes up to me and he says, "Stevenson, you see that hill?" "Yes, sir," I said, "I see it." "All right," he said, "you and your platoon will attack said hill and take it." So I said to the major, "But that operation will involve considerable risk. We haven't sufficient collateral." "I'm aware of that," said the major, "but the fact remains there is the hill and you are the guys who are going to take it."
So I said, I'm sorry, Major. No collateral, no hill. And so we didn't take the hill, and we lost the war. Now, I think that little story has considerable significance, but I've forgotten at the moment what it is. And finally, let me assure you that any opinions expressed here do not necessarily reflect the views of the Corn Belt National Bank. I thank you.
Al, you were great. I mean, really swell.
Was I, Millie? Thanks. Head. Why didn't I just leave it at the club?
Here, take this. It'll make you feel better. Wait till it stops fizzing.
Mom?
There's Peggy. Come in, dear.
I saw your light.
We just got in. Have a good time?
Not very.
Well, what's she like?
I'm glad I went out with him, even though it was pretty disagreeable.
It took guts, Peggy, but you got plenty.
I'll need him. I've made up my mind.
Good girl.
To do what?
I'm going to break that marriage up.
You're going to what?
I can't stand seeing Fred tied to a woman he doesn't love and who doesn't love him. It's horrible for him. It's humiliating. It's killing his spirit. Somebody's got to help him.
You're sure he doesn't love her?
Of course I am.
Did he tell you so?
No.
Did she?
No.
So you just jumped to conclusions.
He doesn't love her. He hates her. I know it. I know it.
Who are you, God? How did you get this power to interfere in other people's lives?
Al, please. Peggy, is Fred in love with you?
Yes.
You've been seeing him?
Only once, at the drugstore. He took me to lunch, and when we said goodbye, he kissed me. And
you think that a kiss from a smooth operator like Fred, do you think that means anything?
You don't know him. You don't know anything about what he's like. And neither does she, his wife.
Whereas you, possessed of all the wisdom of the ages, you can see into his innermost soul.
Yes, because I love him. Because I don't care about his uniform or his flight pay or his coming back and working in a drugstore. And, oh, what's the use? You wouldn't understand. You've forgotten what it's like to be in love.
You hear that, Millie? I'm so old and decrepit, I've forgotten how it feels to want somebody desperately.
Peggy didn't mean that, did you, darling?
No, I don't know what I mean. It's just that everything has always been so perfect for you. You loved each other and you got married. You never had any trouble, so how can you possibly understand how it is with Fred and me?
We never had any trouble. Al, how many times have I told you that I hated you and believed it in my heart? How many times have you said you're sick and tired of me, that we're all washed up? How many times have we had to fall in love all over again?
Oh, Mom.
Peggy, darling.
Oh, Mom, I'm so sorry.
Never mind about that. We love you, darling. Remember that. No matter what happens, remember, we love you.
I wanted to have a talk with you, Fred, and I thought Butch's place would be as good as anywhere else.
It's okay with me. What's on your mind, Al?
I just want to ask you a simple question.
Roger. Shoot.
Are you in love with Peggy?
Is there any law compelling me to answer that?
No. Nevertheless, I repeat. Are you in love with Peggy?
Yes.
I thank you for a short and honest answer.
You're welcome. Now, what do we take up next?
Your wife. Just where does she fit in this romantic situation?
Is that any of your business?
That's what Peggy said. It's none of my business.
Oh, so you've had her on the carpet, too?
No. She volunteered some information. You see, we have a rather unusual relationship in our family. We tell each other things. I happen to be quite fond of Peggy, and I...
And you don't want her to get mixed up with a heel like me.
I haven't called you a heel. Yet.
Okay, chum. What do we do? Step out and settle this thing in the alley?
I wouldn't recommend that as a solution. I've learned a lot of tricks in fighting dirty. I might forget myself and break your neck. And I wouldn't like that. But you see, Fred, I'm fond of you, too.
Thanks.
But I don't like the idea of you sneaking around corners, taking Peggy's love on a bootleg basis. And I'm giving you fair warning, I'm going to do everything I can to keep her away from you, to help her forget you. Unless you want to do that yourself.
Okay, Al. I don't see Peggy anymore. I'll put that in the form of a guarantee. I won't see her anymore. I'll call her up and tell her so. That satisfy you?
Yeah.
Anything else on your mind?
No.
Okay, chum. So long. Oh, and here's a buck for the waiter. Drinks are on me.
That was over a year ago. Peggy's never mentioned Fred since then, neither has Millie. Sometimes I almost wish they would. Homer's the only one who talks about Fred every time he comes into the bank. Seems that Fred's wife ran out on him, ran off with a guy that had more dough. They're divorced now, and Fred's got a new job. He's really heading somewhere, and he's a swell guy, that Fred. I only wish I knew some way to...
Al. Al, dear.
Hmm?
Don't make a golf date for Saturday. Remember, Homer's getting married.
You think I'd forget a thing like that? An old pal of mine getting hitched? Not a chance.
I just thought I'd mention it. Al, I suppose that Fred will be there.
Yeah?
Be nice to see him again, won't it, Al?
Yeah, sure.
Al, why don't we bring him back here to dinner?
Huh? Millie, would you please say that again?
I said, why don't we bring him back here to dinner?
Oh, Millie, darling, you're wonderful.
Why?
No reason. You're just wonderful, that's all. Let's have a drink.
Now?
Why not?
The wedding won't be until Saturday.
Our stars, Myrna Loy, Teresa Wright, and Frederick March will be back at the Camel's Green Gill microphone in just a few moments.
More doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
That's a mighty impressive statement. It's based on a nationwide survey conducted by three leading independent research organizations. They asked 113,597 doctors, doctors practicing in every field of medicine and in every state of the union, what cigarette they smoked. The brand named most was Camel. So why don't you try a Camel on your T-zone? That's T for taste and T for throat. Your true proving ground for any cigarette. See if Camel's rich, full flavor isn't just right for your taste. See how Camel's cool, cool mildness agrees with your throat. And now, on behalf of Camel Cigarettes, our thanks to you, Frederick March, Myrna Loy, and Teresa Wright, for a deeply moving performance.
Well, it was wonderful to be playing those scenes again with Teresa and Freddie.
Yes, Myrna. And especially on this show that does so much to support the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house.
Well, since everybody's so happy, here's something else to make you feel good. Every week, the makers of Camel cigarettes send free Camels to servicemen's hospitals from coast to coast. This week, among other hospitals, free Camels go to U.S. Naval Hospital, San Diego, California, U.S. Army Station Hospital, Fort Riley, Kansas, Veterans Hospital, Kecoughtan, Virginia. Happy days, guys. Your Camels are on the way. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget, Monday night is always a brilliant event in the Camel's Green Gill Theater. Hollywood's greatest stars in Hollywood's greatest story. Next Monday night, one of the most delightful comedies of the current season, with two of Hollywood's outstanding stars, Ray Milland and Betty Hutton in The Trouble with Women. Be sure to listen. The Best Years of Our Lives was directed by Bill Lawrence, adapted for radio by Harry Cronman, with music by Wilbur Hatch, and was presented through the courtesy of Samuel Goldwyn, producer of The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Myrna Loy is currently working in Mr. Blanding's Builds His Dream House, an RKO production. Frederick March will next be seen in Another Part of the Forest, a Universal International production. Teresa Wright appeared through the courtesy of Samuel Goldwyn and can be seen in The Best Years of Our Lives. Listen to Von Monroe with Colonel Stupnagel and Burl Davis on the air for Camels every Saturday night over most of these CBS stations. This is Michael Roy in Hollywood saying good night and won't you have a Camel? This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.